Bless this time as we again devote this time to you. Not only this time, but also as we enter into communion. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as every week, you know, I go through trying to figure out what God would want me to share. And the last few Sundays, we've talked about the end times. Today, we want to talk about the apostasy. You know, it seems like, as I've been reading some articles in the news and magazines, that even the Christian church is being affected by apostasy. And in some cases, the church has fallen, has failed the test. There's an experiment where a frog is put in a pot of water, and the pot is slowly brought to a boil. And the frog stays in the water and dies, because as the water is brought up to a boil nice and slow, the frog just kind of gets used to it. And pretty soon it's too late. This is what's happening. Our government has been quoted saying, if you say something enough, soon it's accepted. There was a book called 1984. Some of you might have read it. Might have been required reading. But in that book, it states basically the same thing. Big Brother is watching you, you know, was the big term. But if you told something long enough, if you presented it long enough, even if it was a lie, eventually people believed it. So is the statement that separation of church and state. That was never intended to be what it is today. But they continued to say it and say it and say it until, well, it must be true. Satan's been a long time at it. He's done his job. You know, I read another story similar to the frog one, and I thought I'd share that with you because it has something to do with me. Because I'm sheep. And so the farmer, he was feeding his mule. And feeding his mule some nice food. You know, oats and hay. He thought to save some money, he'd start throwing sawdust in the food. And he put more and more sawdust in and less food. And the mule died, by the way. The mule didn't know, because as it ate, the sawdust tasted just like the food, and then pretty soon it was just sawdust, and the mule didn't know the difference. But the mule died from lack of nutrition. In John chapter 8, verse 44, 1633 in your pew Bible, 1633. I want us to look at this scripture. It is a verse that, you know, is very quick, I guess. You know, Jesus speaking to Pharisees and those that were unbelievers. John chapter 8 and verse 44. He says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you are unable to hear what I say." "And you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Now, you know, we need to really look at this scripture, because this scripture tells who Satan is, what the devil's all about. It says he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. There's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, he's been at it for thousands of years. We cannot deceive him.
You know, I get a kick out of that one. There's a song, it's a popular song where, you know, this guy plays a fiddle. And the devil went to Georgia, I think is the name of the song, something like that. And he goes down to Georgia and he plays this fiddle. And the devil says, you know, yeah, if you beat me, then I'll give you this fiddle. The devil doesn't play fair. What makes you think that you can ever take the devil on in a some kind of a challenge? Because he cheats. He lies. He murders. People think they're so smart. We think that we're really smart, and so we think, you know, I can outsmart the devil, and I can outwit him, and you know what? Nobody can. He's ruthless. He's without truth. He will not play fair. You know, and it's hard for us as Christians because we want to see good in everything. Remember Star Wars? Darth Vader was the evil guy, you know that guy? Remember him? He was the bad guy. And Luke Skywalker is fighting him, finds out he's
Luke, I am your father.
Remember that? So Luke is like, there's got to be good in him. I felt it. And so he fights him and he says, no, I won't fight you anymore. I know there's good in you. And, you know, all this stuff and a big dramatic scene. And of course, at the end, when Vader was dying, you know, then he finally shared that he had some good in him. We all have that inherent desire that there's good in everyone. I have been around a lot in a lot of different circumstances and areas, boards and other things. And I have found a disappointing thing about human nature. Not everybody's good. You know, there is this inherent thing in some people to lie, cheat, and steal their way through life. We want to see the good in them. Sometimes there isn't. In Satan, there is no good. He's not like a human being where there might be a possibility of them coming to Christ. This is not the case. Satan has no good. The world is teaching us things that are contrary to the Bible. Pro-choice. They want to redefine marriage. Euthanasia. Now I found out in Europe, in the Netherlands, there's euthanasia without consent. You know what that means? That means that they, in fact, there's a traveling euthanasia unit. And it goes from hospital and nursing home to nursing home to hospital. And they go and they find the person who is least worthy to live. Those that are struggling, those that are having a difficult time and they're just sucking up the funds of the state. And so they go in and they just take them out. Oh, humanely, of course. We don't want them to feel pain. And so even children are subject to this without consent euthanasia because if they're retarded or they're slow or they're having a few health issues, they just take them out. And they travel from place to place. Look it up sometime. Netherlands, without consent, euthanasia. Evolution is another one that's being forced down everybody's throat. Religion is all the same, is what we're told. There's no absolute. And we hear this over and over again. Don't judge me because of who I am. You know, we're not judging the person, we're judging the sin. Romans chapter 1 is very clear about that. I want to move a little bit quick here so we get to all this. Chapter 1 in Romans 1708 in your pew Bibles, starting at verse 21. In this, Paul states, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, etc., etc. Satan has so blinded the eyes of people that they cannot see the truth. He's good at it. He's good at distracting us. He's good at putting things in front of us that sound good, but remove us from the truth. In fact, verse 18 of chapter 1, it says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." There is no excuse. The truth is being suppressed. Evolution replaces creation, although there's no scientific evidence. All the things that we live by, our values and standards, are being slowly removed and replaced with immoral values. Things that are not good. 2 Corinthians, I want you to go there real quick. 2 Corinthians 17:63 in your pew Bibles. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Starting in verse 13. It says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It's not surprising then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve." What I want to point out is that, you know, Satan, again, he doesn't play fair. He's a deceptor. He's evil. He doesn't have any truth in him. So instead of displaying his true self, you know, we go around and we have these costumes, and the devil has, you know, the tail with the point on it and the horns and everything else, and then he's running around and scaring everybody. That's not Satan. Satan is not going to scare you. Satan is going to be your best friend. Satan is going to look like the best thing that you've ever had. He's going to look like the things that you've always dreamed of. I had somebody tell me, "Why is it that God won't let me have what I want?" But Satan will. He'll give you whatever you want to keep you away from God. God will not give you everything you want because not everything is good for you. So he keeps you away from those things as best he can, but he can't force you because that would take away free will. So he lets you see the truth about things. But if you decide not to look at the truth, you will see only lies, because Satan is more than willing to throw all the lies he can in front of you so that you can say, "Yeah, well, that's what I want. Thankfully, I can get it." You know, I counsel people at different times. And I had somebody come to me one time and they said, "What do you say about this?" You know, and they gave me the instances. I gave them counsel. They said, no, that's not what I want to hear. I'm going to go to another counselor. There is a trend that does just that. I will go from counselor to counselor until I find one that agrees with me. And then that's the counselor I want. Because I don't want to hear the truth. I want to hear the lie. I want to get patted on the back. I want my ears itched and my back scratched. And I want all the things to be roses and cream and sugar and all those kind of things. And I want everything my way. Like Frank Sinatra. "I did it my way." We want that. And we'll look for anything that we can to find it our way. And Satan is more than willing to give it to us our way for a while. Because he knows that if he gives it to us our way for a long enough time, then he's got us. And you see that in the world, don't you? You see that thing where finally, I was talking to a guy one time and I said, just accept the Lord. You need Him in your life. He says, I can't because I've done so much wrong. I said, there's nothing too big that God can't forgive. He says, no, not me. Satan had him already. He had him fooled into thinking that he'd done so many wrong things that he could never be forgiven. So Satan had him. And that's what Satan wants to do with each and every one of us. And if you're a Christian, you're a believer, then Satan wants to get you in a place of compromise. He wants to get you in a place where you justify and justify and justify in your heart that it's okay to do this and okay to do that. And pretty soon, you're not useful for the Lord at all anymore because you're after that, your own thing. You're after the lie. You're after the things that feel good. And Satan wins again. And then pretty soon, when you come back to the Lord, when you finally shake into reality and come back to the Lord, you've done so many wrong things that you say to yourself, I can't serve the Lord because I've done too many things wrong. I'm saved, I know that, but I can't serve Him because I'm a miserable wretch. Satan wins again. You see, he's been at it a long time. His schemes are very tricky. He doesn't come right out and say, follow me to hell. He doesn't say that. That would scare people off. To follow me to this and opens the door to all kinds of wonderful, sinful, immoral practices. But they feel good for a while. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let him take you into his kingdom. This is what we follow. The world wants to change it. There is churches that have now fallen into apostasy because now they conduct same-sex marriages. Now they say it's okay to have abortions. Now they say that it's okay. You know, evolution might be not so far off because God used evolution. Churches are falling into apostasy because they are not following His Word. This is the foundation. Truth is truth. We cannot bend the truth and make it right. The truth is the truth. Don't bend it. Don't try and get around it. Don't try and modify it to what you like. God's truth is God's truth. What it says, it says. People who live a sinful lifestyle will not inherit the kingdom of God. I didn't say it. He did. But I believe it. And so in my mind, I accept Him as my Savior. He forgives me from my sins. And I know that, yes, I'm not going to live that lifestyle. I may fail at times. I may goof up. I may sin. But I know that my lifestyle is to serve Him. I desire to serve Him more than I desire to serve the world or Satan. I'm still human and I make mistakes. But my heart belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the difference. And then we cannot fall into apostasy. We need to stand firm on the Lord's Word. Now, we're here to do communion. I know we're running long. We're here to...